In this session, I'm going to show you how to install the HLK client. In order to install the HLK client, you must have already installed the HLK controller. We have a separate video documenting how to install the HLK controller. Then from the system you want to test, or the system that has the device you want to test, you want to access the shared installation folder on the server. In this case, my controller is called WinHEC 2016 SVR. And then you want to go to HLK install client and run setup.cmd. On the first screen, you'll see the Welcome to the Windows Hardware Lab Kit client setup wizard. Click Next. If the setup has detected a firewall installed on the system, you will be prompted that there is a firewall detected and that in order to ensure proper communication between the client and controller, a port needs to be open. Please read over the warning. If you accept this, click on Yes, I will allow a port to be open, and during setup, the appropriate port will be configured on your firewall application. Once you click Yes, I will allow a port to be open, click Next. Next screen will say Ready to install. Go ahead and click on Install. Once the installation is completed, you'll see the Completing the Windows Hardware Lab Kit Client Setup Wizard. You can click on Finish to close the application. HLK Client is now installed, and you can go back to HLK Studio and manage your test systems as well as machine pulls. That's it for this training video. If you have any suggestions or recommendations for future sessions, please comment in the comment section from where you got this video on the Channel 9 blog.